If you've been to a football game in the past, oh, I don't know, 30 years, or if you've seen one on television, you've probably seen people holding up those signs that say, John 3:16. That's a verse from today's gospel. God so loved the world that he gave us his only son, so that all who believe in him might have eternal life. On the whole, I have to say that there are certainly worse things people could be putting on signs that they hold up at football games. But for me, it raises the question, what are you lifting up this Lent? We usually think of this season as a time to work on our interior lives. Prayer and fasting and almsgiving are things that we don't, generally speaking, do in public, because after all, people might get the wrong idea. They might think we're flaunting our piety, or they might even think that we are religious. Good heavens, can't have that. Our cultural perspective on religious faith is that it's something that's almost completely privatized. It's something we do in private or on Sundays. Even during Lent, our religious observance is something that most people don't talk about much. It's embarrassing. In recent years, many people have been more hesitant to show their faith publicly because Christianity, as we understand it in our culture, has seemingly been hijacked by extremists. On the one side are those extremists who are looking for a past golden age in which Christianity was associated with a whole raft of oppressive and discriminatory structures, structures which they would very much like us to return to. On the other hand are the extremists on the other end of the spectrum who want to so reinvent Christianity that it's no longer really recognizable. I often think about a church that was across the street from where I was in Texas that on Ash Wednesday used to give out glitter ashes. Yeah. Remember that you are fabulous. I don't think they really got what ashes and Lent were all about. And somehow, between those two extremes, which is where most of us are, we have to figure out how we can make sense of our faith in the modern world. Not just taking refuge in the past, but also not jettisoning everything from our past either. The scriptures this week clearly challenge us to live our faith in the world, where people can see it. With the possible exception of places in the world where persecution is a real and serious problem, there really are no secret Christians. Our faith is something that by its very nature we have to share. If we believe this good news, that God is rich in mercy, bringing us forgiveness and healing, and we know there are hurting people around us who need that message, then we have to tell people about it. If the people around you don't know you're a Catholic, maybe it's time to ask why. Now, I'm not saying that you need to put a bumper sticker on your car that says Jesus saves, or that you ought to be holding up a sign at a football game. But people ought to be able to tell by the way you live your life, by the choices you make and by the way you treat people, that there is something good and loving that motivates you. You can tell a lot about people by who their friends are. So do people know that you're a friend of Jesus? Honestly, I think that living a life of integrity, free of hatred and fear, is a much more effective means of evangelization than constantly talking about God. One of my very favorite bumper stickers says, "If you love Jesus, work for justice and peace, any damn fool can honk." And I think there's something to that. We've got to hold up a sign that identifies us as people whose lives are changed by our relationship with God, who is loving and merciful. That relationship motivates us to serve each other in humility. We feed the hungry, we resist injustice, and we wash each other's feet. You know, in the letter to the Ephesians, we have another reminder that our salvation isn't our own doing. God's grace isn't a reward for our works of charity and justice. The salvation we receive is free. That's what grace means. But because we've been given such a gift, we ought to be motivated to live lives that mirror the forgiveness and the healing that we have experienced. People will see how we live and know that we are followers of Christ, and they will want to follow too. When we live with integrity and compassion, Christ is lifted up and people are healed. The gospel today finds Jesus mentioning Moses lifting up a serpent in the desert so that people could be healed of their snake bites. Now, since the 16th century, that's been a symbol of the medical professions, those two snakes that wind around a staff. For those of you who are crossword puzzle fans, it's called a caduceus. But think about the symbolism there. To be healed of the snake bites, they had to look on the snake held in the air. To be healed, we have to look clearly on the source of our problems. To find forgiveness for our sins, we need to look on the cross, where Jesus died for our forgiveness and salvation. Christ was lifted up on the cross, not for our condemnation, but so that we could look up and be healed. In any real formal liturgical procession, what goes first? Not the bishop, not the priest, not the scriptures, the incense. The cross, a processional cross lifted high, always leads a procession. It's a sign of our healing and salvation. And it's a sign that we have to make visible to the world if we're going to follow Jesus. So don't be afraid to lift up that cross. Don't hesitate to show Christ to the people that God brings into your life. Some people are comfortable wearing a cross. Some people hold up John 3:16 at football games. But if you are living your life in response to the love and salvation that you've received, living with compassion and working for justice, people will see how God is working in you, and they will want God to work in them in the same way.